Hear these words from the 15th chapter of Luke's Gospel. Jesus said there was a man who had two sons. The younger of them said to his father, "Father, give me the share of the property that will belong to me." So he divided his property between them. A few days later, the younger son gathered all that he had and traveled to a distant country. And there he squandered his property in dissolute living. When he had spent everything, sent him to his fields to feed the pigs. He would gladly have filled himself with the pods that the pigs were eating, and no one gave him anything. But when he came to himself, he said, "How many of my father's hired hands have bread enough and to spare? But here I am dying of hunger. I will get up and go to my father, and I will say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. Celebration that will probably last. any kid from the country who goes to town with money in his pocket and wants to party all the time is going to find plenty of people who are more than willing to help him spend that money. My dumb brother thought he had made some good friends. He found out what kind of friends they were when his money ran out. They robbed him like a hot potato. He tried to get a job. Couldn't find anything. I heard you finally found work on a pig farm. You know, I had to laugh when I heard that. Serve him right, I said to myself. But then it made me mad. The Jewish boy who feeds pigs is a disgrace to the family. Again, our reputation is ruined. Now, believe me, we weren't Dad taught us to observe the law of our religion and to stay away from things that are unclean, such as life, to keep the Ten Commandments. He taught us to work hard, to spend our money wisely. He urged us to resist temptation and avoid evil. Now, I don't mean to brag, but everyone will tell you I've been a credit to my father. I've stayed away from bad influences. I've obeyed my parents, respected their wishes, and I've certainly done my share of work around this farm. Lord knows, since my brother's been gone, I've done more than my share. I hate to think what would have happened to this place if I had demanded my share of the inheritance and run off to some far country. But I'm not one to do that. I stayed home and faithfully fulfilled my responsibilities. Oh, I know Dad loves me and appreciates my faithful service. But he never made a big deal over it. Not that I expected him to, of course. I've just done what Dad taught me to do, what I considered my rightful duty. That's why I can't believe what's going on at the house right now. A big party to celebrate the return of the son who squandered the family fortune and ruined the family name. Now, I ask you, is that anything to celebrate? I heard the music as I was coming in from the fields this evening. One of the servants told me what was going on. When I didn't show up at the party, Dad came looking for me. He pleaded with me to come in and join the celebration. Well, that was more than I could take. I was so mad, I just let out all my anger. Listen, I blurted out. All these years I've worked like a slave for you, never disobeying your commands. Yet you never threw a party for me and my friends. But when this son of yours, I tell you, I was so upset I couldn't bring myself to call him my brother. When this son of yours, who wasted our money on harlots, comes dragging home, you killed a fatty cat. Now, I've never talked to Dad like that before. I didn't know how he'd react. I expected him to get angry. Maybe even slap me. But he didn't. He seemed to understand my hurt and my bitterness. He put his arm on my shoulder and, in a soft voice, he said, "Son, you've always been with me. You know that everything I have is yours as well. But your brother was right. As good as dead. Now he's fine. He's alive. He's well. He's safe at home. The family's together again. Isn't that something to celebrate?" But he didn't prepare me to answer. He just turned welcomed like some kind of hero. God demands obedience. God punishes sin. And yet, the scriptures do tell us that God is merciful to the penitent. Is my brother penitent? Is he sorry for what he's done? You know, I've never thought about that until now. Maybe he's changed. Maybe those weeks on that pig farm taught him a lesson. Poor guy, slaughtering those hogs. Maybe wishing he could eat their food. That must have been awful. I wonder what made him come home. I always thought he was too proud and cocky to admit his mistakes. Maybe he is sorry for what he's done. Maybe he admits that he sinned against God and against our family. You know, King David sinned, and David prayed to God for mercy. Do you suppose my brother did the same thing? That must have been a lonely journey home. I bet he rehearsed over and over what he'd say. Maybe he did confess his sin. Maybe he did admit his unworthiness to be received again into the family. All I know is what our servant told me. He couldn't hear what was being said, but he did see Dad hug and kiss my brother, put a fine robe over his shoulders and a ring on his finger, and send on his way to kill the fatted calf. But it still doesn't seem right. My brother doesn't deserve such a royal welcome. But I guess he did need to know that he was forgiven. You know what? I'm beginning to understand what Dad is doing. He's giving my brother not what he deserves, but what he needs. And you know something? God gives us not what we deserve, but what we need. The scriptures make that plain, don't they? If I've been so self-righteous, so judgmental, that I'm unwilling to forgive, is my own anger and hurt preventing me from showing mercy and compassion? Oh, why does it have to be this complicated? When I made up my mind to boycott the party, I was so sure that was the right thing to do. I was shocked that Dad would plan such an elaborate celebration to welcome a son who had shamed our family. He's never done anything like that for me, and I've always served him faithfully. What's that he said? I've always been safely in the family circle, but my brother was lost and now he's found. Sure, but is it right to give him such a grand welcome? Shouldn't we wait to